The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
Dave, oh, this is so exciting. I was just talking with my mom, and she's going to have a baby.
That's really exciting news, Jody. Ah, babies. I don't think I've taken care of a baby since you were little, Jody.
Really? Babies are fun. This is going to be so exciting. We should start making a list of names. I'll think of some boy names, and you think of some girl names.
Well, I've always liked names like Dorothy or maybe Abigail.
Ugh, Uncle Dave, those names are so old-fashioned. We're not back in the 1800s. This baby needs something new like Bradley or Alexa.
My sister sure is happy. And guess what? She asked us to make a list.
I knew it! I sure hope this baby is a boy. Otherwise, Uncle Dave is going to name her something yucky like Gertrude.
Actually, she didn't say anything about names. I think she has some ideas on that already. She asked if we would help make a list for an everyday environmentalist baby.
But babies don't do much of anything. They just smile and wiggle their fingers and make little goo-goo noises.
Well, that's true. Babies might look cute and cuddly most of the time. On the other hand, I also remember changing at least 1,000 diapers.
Oh, that's an excellent first item to have on the list. It takes hundreds of years for disposable diapers to decompose. And a lot of them are bleached in chlorine, and that emits toxins into the air and water.
Are you saying that this baby isn't going to use any diapers anymore?
We're going to suggest that your mom and dad use cloth diapers. There are all kinds of diaper services, and you can always wash them at home. That's a great way you can help.
I just thought of something else for the list. That's clothes. They're really easy to find in secondhand stores. Maybe I can find some of mine in the attic. I'm sure there must be some nice, warm deer hides up there.
Uncle Dave, I don't mean to imply that you're that old, but we're thinking about diapers. That reminds me of baby food.
Oh, that's a great item to add to the list. There are lots of recipes about preparing baby food.
The next time we're at the library, I'll look for books on baby food, and maybe I can put together a booklet of recipes. You know, I'm glad my mom asked us to make this list. Now seems like a better time to think about all these subjects instead of after the baby is born.
Exactly. But we should spend some time thinking about names also. Don't you just love those timeless classics like Jane or Robert?
Well, nothing might be more exciting than knowing a new baby's on the way. It's also important to remember that from the moment a fetus begins to grow, environmental factors play a role in its development and can affect it all through its life. Learn what you can do to prepare so you too will have an everyday environmentalist baby.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, made possible by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Produced by Joseph C. McGuire. Technical engineering by Jay Charles. Scripts by Bretta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave. Jim Justice as Ann and Noel Eshte as Jody. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.